You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. After premiering at the 2023 Edinburgh Fringe Festival, Grey Eye Artistic Director Jenny Seeley is now doing a national tour with her autobiographical production called Self-Raising. The show is about growing up deaf in a family of secrets and integrates creative audio description, captions, and British Sign Language. Jenny's here today to tell us more. Hi, Jenny. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
So you have been working in theatre and within productions for a long time. What inspired you to tell your story?
I had no intention ever to tell my story. I was going to be doing an adaptation of a book called Flower Babies by Anne Fine, and I was having dinner with a group of very young artists. I was a part of an incubator program at Bath Theatre Royal, The Egg, which is specifically for children's theatre. And I was just telling them stuff over dinner about my family, about something I just found out. And they said, "Oh, well, Jenny, you are a flower baby. This is your story as well. You should be in your show." I said, "Oh, don't be so ridiculous." And then the artistic director of The Egg, a woman called Kate, said, "I think they're right, Jenny. You should be in your show." And I am. But it was honestly never my intention to do this. So it's been a bit of a baptism of fire. I haven't been on the stage properly doing lines and acting for 31 years.
It sounds like a big, bold return, and also, I imagine, quite nerve-wracking telling your own story as well as returning to the stage for the first time in a while.
The whole experience has been nerve-wracking, not only going back into acting, which is seriously quite terrifying. Why would anybody be an actor? But it's exciting, and it's such a privilege actually to be back on the stage to tell a very personal story. That has been a challenge, but it's so beautifully written between Mike and myself in the sense that it's all tied up with the book. So it's some of the book, but it's mostly me. But it's a narrative of my wonderful family. Some of the secrets, some of the not so good things. It's a real mixed bag of stuff. And what makes audiences engage with that, I think, is it's quite a universal story. It feels very personal to me, but then I see the audience go, "Yeah, got it, yeah, oh, absolutely, my story too."
What are some of the themes you explore that other deaf, disabled, and neurodivergent audience members have connected with?
The experience of being deaf, they're with me on stage. They really are. They completely get it. That feeling of isolation and being left out of conversation is experienced very specific to deaf people, but it's not just deaf people, really. Anybody who feels othered knows that experience of trying to catch up and masking and just nodding when you haven't got a clue what's happening. It happens to a lot of us. What I have loved about doing this is, as Grey Eyes being such a pioneering company in terms of the aesthetics of access and building in audio description into all of our narratives and exploring all the different ways it can be brought in, I really, really value the fact that actors, how they have to own that responsibility of access. It's there as an artistic form, but it's also there as absolute information and access, certainly for a blind or visually impaired audience. We worked with a blind audio describer consultant called Chris Champion, who was fantastic because so much of the show is visuals, it's photographs. My dad was a photographer, so that's a big part of it. And he worked with my son, who's been in charge of doing all the AV. Jonah would audio describe the pictures to Chris. Chris listening to Jonah's particular way of speaking, his humour, his irreverence, Chris would help Jonah script the audio description. So it's facts, but it's also very much in Jonah's voice. I mean, Jonah really, really, really enjoyed working with Chris. And through Chris being in rehearsal, picking up on things, saying, "Well, I don't know what you're doing there, Jen. So how do we build that into the narrative in a really beautiful, character-led, seamless sort of way." But the man's a genius. And working with the sound designer, he has worked with Grey Eye for a very long time and is so aware of the importance of locational sounds in particular. Lewis has created the sound effects so that we move seamlessly from the kitchen to a dark room to an unsafe space to a safe space. So it's all part of the whole component of everything.
And what are some of the feelings that you're hoping audiences will have at the end of the production?
I think I want audiences to think about their families, their friends, and think about the role of questions. Sometimes we don't ask questions. Maybe it's because we're scared of the answers, but if I hadn't asked the question I asked, I would be none the wiser. And I'm so glad that I did ask the question. If you're curious about your parents' history, their background, or even your grandparents, ask the questions before it's too late. Everyone's family is interesting. Every single one of us has a massive story to tell. So if you've got that burning story within you, find that way to tell it. It could be writing, it could be a podcast. Just know that you own your own story.
Where will people be able to watch the play?
So the tour is going to Scarborough, to Liverpool, to Derby, to Newcastle, to Colchester, to Warwick, to Bristol, and to Leeds.
You have access tables at all of your performances. Can you tell us about that?
There is an access table which will be in the foyer of any theatre. Go onto the Grey Eye website, www.greyeye.org. Grey Eye is GRAEAE. And there is a podcast with myself, the sound designer, Jonah the AV, the designer, talking about the set and the components of the set for blind and visually impaired audiences, just to have a little bit more background information about the whole making of the show.
And what else does Grey Eye have coming up in the next few months?
Well, I'm doing a Shakespeare up north in the summer, not been announced yet, so I can't say too much, but it's one of the romantic ones. We've got our new writing programme is doing Quips with Chips at Liverpool Everyman. That's really exciting when you start to get the next cohort of new writers. And we have so much training and learning projects happening in the Northwest, down in East Anglia, and of course in and around London. We are a very busy company, always. We seem to be very good at making a little bit of money go a long way, because the arts, without doubt, are the most crucial thing. So that's our mission, to keep the arts alive, accessible, and for those marginalised people who are told this is not for you, absolutely rubbish. Of course it's for us.
Well, thank you so much, Jenny Seeley, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about your production, Self-Raising.
Thank you for a lovely interview, and I hope you all do come and see it.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.